And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero on the East Cape of Baja California is here talking fishing. Fresh back from the ranch. He's going to have fresh reports and a lot of good information, so you stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show this morning talking about my most favorite place on the whole planet, Rancho Leonero, man.
Rancho Leonero. Hey, good morning, John Ireland.
Hi, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick.
Great listeners. To have you here in the world headquarters. And what's going on at the ranch? I know you just got back from there, right?
I just came back up, yeah.
Yeah,
actually, we've had a little weather the last two or three weeks, actually, and kind of kicked the fishing a little bit, and then it really started picking up. I came back up Thursday, and there were Tuesday and Wednesday the Dorado bite really picked up, and they were picking up they were getting into the porpoise outside the pods porpoise, which were a long ways out. And the water was actually too rough to get out to the tuna for a couple weeks there, but it's cleaned up now, and we had a small little weather system that came through yesterday, Hernan, and didn't blow real hard and got a little bit of rain, so we've been actually lucky. We had Genevieve come through and looked like it was going to be a hit and be a fairly serious hurricane, and it kind of slowed down a little bit, but it hit us as well. We got some rain and maybe 20-mile-an-hour winds, so far so good. But the weather's kind of been a factor with the fishing, and weather permitting, the fishing's been awesome. You know, this year, Just due to the fact that nobody's really been fishing much since last November, and with the COVID coming along, there's about 8 or 9 months in there where very, very light fishing pressure in the Cortez, and that really reflected in the fishing. Fishing was very, very good, and will continue once this water cleans up a little bit.
Now, what about bait? I mean, you know, the bait guys are working, and they're selling bait and everything like that. Everything's kind of under normal circumstances?
Oh, yeah, and they've had good sardine lately, which is a good bait. Everybody wants the sardine, and caballitos have been consistent as well. Some mackerel they've been picking up. You know, we've always got squid, and squid is a good one, especially for the bottom, you know, and that's been our savior. The last couple of weeks, I mentioned the fishing hasn't been very good, but I'm not talking about the fishing the bottom, the high spots closer inside. Big amberjack, they're catching grouper down there, a lot of pompano, and a lot of pargo, too. A lot of barred pargo for whatever reason this year. Some real good-sized barred pargo. So the real good option when it gets rough and it's not working outside is they go inside and fish the bottom and really slam. They really do. They catch any number of species are down there, you know. But the pompano have been, gosh, lots and lots of pompano.
That's
pretty good,
cool.
Yeah, pretty good-sized fish up to 7-8 pound pompano.
Wow.
Yeah, some
That's
nice
awesome.
Pompano.
So... So there's all these things going on. Like the border is closed.
Right.
You can't
go to Mexico.
You can't go to Mexico. Why are you able to go to Rancho Lehigh?
It's interesting because I go back and forth all the time, and I've been flying out of Tijuana on Volaris, and it's
but
just,
the San Diego and the L.A. flights are going.
Yeah,
right?
And San Diego and L.A. flights are going, and not only they're going, they're full.
Pretty much all the flights.
Yeah, you know it's crazy. We have guests coming from Baltimore and Washington D.C. and they're paying like $200 round trip all that way and making a connection or two, and then flights out of L.A. and San Diego or Alaska's right back at it. You know, with higher airfares and the flights are so full. I had some friends that were trying to come.
Well,
down.
They're not seating middle seats in Alaska until through October 31st.
That's the deadline.
Is October 31st. So they're limited capacity.
Yeah,
which is good. Good for them. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And again, you know, everybody's flying and it's easy. And everybody worries that there's some kind of block or something at the border. As long as you're going down for tourism and especially flying back and forth, it's just not an issue.
It's driving the.
It's honestly not an issue. I mean,
And what's it like landing in the Cabo airport? How are things different?
Well, I've come in both ways. Actually, I come in on Alaska, and I've come in on Volaris, and both of them are pretty busy. They're back to normal.
Where everybody wearing masks, sanitation.
Oh yeah. They're super on. They've got the masks, and then they got the face covers. You know, the plastic face covers. They're extremely cautious down there, and health and safety conscious for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. They're all over it.
And what about if you're flying on Volaris? What about the Cross Border Express, the CBX? How is that working out?
It's cake.
And they're all open. Everything.
Oh yeah.
Walk right through the customs.
It's so easy. Yeah. There's never a line. There's never a line. You walk right up and right through.
Yeah. It's like almost like the customs people are like bored there. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's actually faster than Lindbergh. You know, Lindbergh has that long walk. You know,
yeah.
The customs is way on the end of the airport there in the terminal, and it's actually faster to do the CBS walks and then down and through.
Yeah.
So it really is. Cake. And it's a lot less money too.
I'm glad to hear you say that because I hear, still a lot of people just unsure. I don't want to go to TJ or I'm afraid of it or they think the quality won't be the same or the thing. But it's, I mean, you have done both forever, and you know, like you said, you fly out of Tijuana
all the
more
time.
More than you don't.
Yeah, I do, and
because the airfares,
it's so inexpensive.
I always fly for less than $200 round trip.
$200 round trip to Cabo.
Yeah, I'm always.
Yeah,
you know, and if you know, if it, there might be one day where it's a little bit more, but if you at all flexible on your dates, you can do it for $200 or less, and it's a neat little airport, you know.
It's
small enough, and it's not real busy, and they're always on time. They are so on time.
Really?
It's, oh, Polaris is crazy on time.
Oh, that's good.
I can't remember a late flight with them. I mean, no, they're really right on it.
I can.
Yeah. Me too.
Uh-oh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But going back to what you said, though, the airports, it's easy. It's easy to navigate. You don't need to be, you know, super fluent in Spanish or worrisome or anything like that. It's just it's like you were in any other airport anywhere else. It's easy. It's fine. And if you haven't done it before, do it, because your flights are so inexpensive. You'll get to go to the ranch twice a season instead of once, or you know, whatever whatever the scenario is. Right. Like, you will for sure save yourself some money, and there is no hassle.
And if you prefer to fly out of the U.S. airports,
great,
there that option is there. You can pay a little more, and they have good service. And
there's a number of ways, and the long and the short of it is, it's really easy. It hasn't changed anything. You hear on the news about the borders closed and this and that, and that's mainly for the Mexicans coming into the United States. They're really restricted with that, and they keep extending the border closing for them. On, you know, I have my employees, Gabby, and the guys. They like to come back and forth, and they haven't been able to since March. So it's affected them. But for us American tourists,
not a problem.
Not a problem.
Yeah, well, they need the tourism down there. It's a tourism business.
Yeah, and they're aware, just like everywhere else. Yeah. I mean, everybody's got to get back to work.
It's good that the Mexican
everybody's got to get back to work.
Yeah. And so when somebody comes to the ranch, what's going to be different, or is it the same?
It's the same. You know,
you have to operate at less capacity, right?
You have to operate at less capacity. And of course, all the employees are wearing masks, and we have social distancing, you know, and stickers and everything. People, be honest with you, the guests don't hardly ever wear masks and pay much attention. You know, the ranch is sitting out, the hotel is sitting right out on that point. It's real open. Everybody's pretty much outside most of the time anyway. So, and we have a lot of outdoor seating area. And that's where almost everyone eats all their meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sure. They're out on the front patio.
Oh, it's the best dining room in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we've got hand sanitizer in each one of the rooms and at every entrance. And some of it, you know, is kind of intrusive. We've got screens up around the bar, and of course in the front desk when you're checking in and all that. And we've actually got the social distancing stickers on the around the bar where everybody's supposed to sit. But actually, in Mexico, it's not 6 feet; it's more like 5 feet there, for whatever reason. But they're all—I'm telling you—they're really serious about it. Probably more cautious than the United States right now. I think the Mexicans are.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's good news. And Eddie has all the boats rolling. And
And they've been—you know—we've been sending out, you know, 7-10 boats a day, something like that. Yeah,
great.
Yeah, which is,
and like you say, good fishing going on. And
yeah, it has been very good. Like I say, a little bit slower last couple of weeks, but it certainly picked up the last few days. And
we're heading into the best time of the year.
Definitely.
September, October.
Yeah, the hotel's really busy October.
Is it? We have our Let's Talk Hookup tournament. Pamela said that we have like 30 people coming down.
I think we've got some like 17 boats in the tournament.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Which for us
I guess. Yeah, she said like 17 boats, so that's more than 30
boats.
People.
Yeah.
That's a lot more. Depends on how many teams, so that's cool.
Yeah,
and
it's
we have
be good.
$500 cash from Statewide Stripes,
nice.
$250 for the largest Dorado, $250 for the largest, $250 for the largest Dorado or Wahoo, and $250 for the largest tuna. So
And the winner gets a free trip.
Free trip to Rancho Lanero. Are there still spaces?
There are a few spaces left.
Yeah.
But it's pretty darn busy. We're running a special in November, a really deep pockets 30% off special. It's not the first week, but the last 3 weeks in November, a little slower, and so we're gonna try to get some more action. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. So a big discount coming in November.
Wow, that's gonna be cool.
And when is that? Huge.
Yeah, and we're already on.
So you can book that now.
We're already on show rates. Yeah. Call Pamela Monday.
Yeah,
she'll book you up. Yeah,
because early November, man, that's a great time of year.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it really is. And you know October, why it's so popular as well. The air is cooling off, and yet the water's still real warm, and fishing is very, very good.
Now, are you going to stay open through the year?
We're not sure. I'm working on it. Yeah, it's kind of a wait and see, you know, and depending how much business, how much activity we get.
In the winter.
Kind of dictate it, yeah.
Yeah.
And
cool.
The interest we get, yeah. And historically we haven't, just because it's a little harder to fish that time at this time of year. But we're working on some different programs. We're going to do some outdoor adventure programs, and we're going to bring some bikes in. There's all kinds of trails. You know, the ranch is a pretty big place. And then back behind it, there's arroyos and canyons and the mesa back behind and everything. And great roads all over there for the bikes. So we're going to see if we can't put together.
Cool.
That's part of that. That's so much fun.
Fishing/adventure thing. If you get down there and the wind blows a little bit, you get on the bikes and go cruise, and if the weather's nice, you go catch some gills.
That's a blast.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. And the river, the rivers and the waterfalls are flowing that time of year.
Right now they are.
Yeah, you can go swimming in those pools.
That's cool.
It's so awesome. It's been raining, so it's been all of that's full. All up those arroyos and all that are. Yeah. It's awesome.
Everything's green and flowers are blooming.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's jungle. It's jungle down there, right?
In the jungle.
But we're working on the bike and the outdoor program, and I'm not sure whether we're going to have enough time because we're just getting on it now to really get up to speed for this year.
Sure.
But certainly next season we're going to be all over it.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. John Ireland talking one of the great paradises of the world right here in our backyard, Rancho Leonero.
No doubt. Going to be a great show. So much to cover, so much to talk about, and we want to hear from you. You want to be a part of Let's Talk Hook Up this morning. We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hook Up this morning. If you got a question, John's got your answer. Not only are we going to be talking fishing, having a lot of fun today, we are also giving away such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new handmade Anza fillet knife. The one we're giving
The
one we're giving away today is the Yellowfin. It is such a nice knife from Anza. High carbon steel, all the things you always hear us talk about on Let's Talk Hook Up. Just the finest knives ever produced and a fantastic knife. This is a $190 value.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking darn near a $200 fillet knife. You will own this knife for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of those kinds of tools and a really killer prize. We're so proud to get to give away. Anza just builds the nicest knives in the game. And somebody's getting one, that brand new Yellowfin knife at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to John, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much cool information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Colt Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open-party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's SNAPPINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing, having a great time. And, man, I so love talking about the ranch. Just hearing John talk about it just instantly puts you into that ranch
yeah.
Ranchero mode, doesn't it?
Like, yeah,
it I can does. Just feel myself there right now. Stand in line, get ready to get on the boat, go fishing for the day. I just love it. This is one of my most favorite shows of this that we do.
Yeah, indeed. A lot of fun for sure. And talking a beautiful spot, Rancho Leonero. Look at the phones. They are packed.
Yeah.
They want to talk to John Island. They want to have a chance to win that Anza fillet knife, that custom yellowfin. Beautiful knife here, courtesy of Anza Knives. Let's jump into it.
You got it. Why don't we start this morning with Mike? He's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Very good. Thank you. Hey, thank. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and John. You mentioned something about the amberjack. Can you kind of differentiate and tell the difference between the amberjack and the yellowtail? Do they hang out together?
They're first cousins. So, you know, they're jacks. They're first cousins, and the amberjack tend to be bigger than the yellowtail. We get yellowtail, you know, normally they like 70 degree water, about 75 degree water and all that. They're just not around. The amberjack like the warmer water. We normally pick them up off the bottom on chunk squid, chunk skipjack. Last week caught some pretty nice ones. It's not unusual to get 60, 70 pounders. Yeah, but they're hanging on the spot. They're bigger than yellowtail, but they're first cousins, you know. And it's interesting because the jack crevel, of course, which are inedible, are also related in the jack family, and so are the roosterfish. They're all jacks, and the roosterfish are also inedible, horrible meat, and which is a good thing because it's easy to release them and let somebody else catch them and get bigger too. We've had giant rooster fish this year. Gosh, I'd say about the average, really honestly, the average fish is about 25, 30 pounds.
Is that because of pressure? There's not a lot of pressure?
There just hasn't been as much pressure. They're much closer in the shore than they normally are. In the past years, you know, they got kind of driven out to a little bit deeper water. The first drop-offs were where they're picking them up. But this year, they're in the drop-offs, of course, but right up against the beach, too. You see a lot of them. And just a lot around, but there's the jack family is pretty large, and I honestly think the amberjack meat is better than the yellowtail, just my own personal taste. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, amberjack is pretty good stuff. The big, you know, big California golden amberjack. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Definitely.
I didn't know that.
But we got them, and we have the yellowtail as well, but in the winter months, and once the water bumps over 75 degrees, they're gone, and the yellowtail we get are big mossbacks. We get big fish, not any of this, you know, firecrackers, the small guys. We get Big fish, nice fish.
That's one thing that's always fascinated me. Like, you know, and you can see it because you guys always post the pictures of all the fish at the fillet table. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a yellowtail caught down at the ranch that was under, like, 25 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all big ones.
No, they're all big ones,
They're all big for whatever reason. You just never see a fish that's not a 25 or 30 pounder.
Yeah, they're not schooling fish. I mean, they hang together, but they're not real schooling fish. And they're larger fish always. Like you say, 25 pounds and up. Some real whoppers come out of there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Every March, well, a couple of Marches, I tried to have a yellowtail tournament. And of course, when I would have the tournament, they weren't around,
there.
You know.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't have it, and they would be
they'd
abundant.
Be like vermin.
Yeah, like vermin. No more vermin. None of them are vermin.
Yeah, sure. We like all the fish. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you, Mike.
Questions there. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for getting started. How about next up, we talk to Tina calling from La Mesa. What's up, Tina? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I have a question. So if my husband and I are wanting to take a trip down to Mexico to fish, and my question is, how easy is it to bring our own gear, or do they provide the gear for us?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, great question.
We have all the equipment you need down there for beach fishing and for the boats, and no extra charge. It does cost money to bring your own stuff down. Charging for the extra check bags, it can be expensive. What I recommend that people do is if you have your own favorite reels, pack your reels in your bag, and we'll marry them up to a rod down there.
Totally
we have a lot of rods that we'll just marry it up, and that way you won't have to pay for extra bags for that rod holder. And you really don't need to bring anything. We've got everything down there. You could come just with your clothes and your flip-flops and your sunglasses. Uh-huh. You're ready to go.
I know John started doing that. When they started really kind of hiking the price up for the third bag and second bag, you know, when the extra baggage fee really started to pile on, I remember you at the Fred Hall shows were always going around and really stocking up on rods. Like, you made that a priority. Right. When it became slightly more inconvenient as far as cost to bring rods, I know you guys made it a point to really stock a lot of rods down at the ranch for that reason.
And we have bunches. And we're also sponsored by Accurate, Jack Nielsen from Accurate's taking good care of us, so all the boats are loaded with Accurate. So the equipment really that we have is as good as you're going to have it bring down. But it is fun to fish with your own equipment, your own stuff.
Yeah, if you want to bring your own lures and your own
Bring your own lures. Rapalas are always a good thing to bring. Yeah. If you want to fish off the beach, wax wings, something that'll stay on the surface.
I'd rather go on the water.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call, Tina.
Thank you, Tina.
Joining us here on Let's
Talk.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Have a great trip down to the ranch.
Yeah, good luck. All right. How about we'll jump right back into it. We'll talk to Harry. He's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning.
Hello, Harry.
Hey, John. By this time of the year, I'd hoped to drive down there with the Lou and see you, but that hasn't happened.
We just discussed that. I've got a garage full of goodies that should be going down there, so we're looking around for a pickup truck right now. So we'll see you soon,
down,
hopefully.
Then.
Okay.
That's
okay,
funny.
John, you've allowed me to fish your boat, the El Jefe, and that was really fun. I do a lot of kayak fishing. I fish up here in the San Diego area, and I fish San Clemente and Cedros. I haven't fished your kayaks down there, and I do want to do that. My question is, what's the largest fish that's been caught from a kayak from your operation?
Good question.
Yeah.
You know, quite a few marlin.
Marlin from the kayak.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of people have caught, hundreds, literally. Normally what we'll do is we'll stack them on the front of a super ponga, you know, two or three, and get out on the grounds when the marlin are biting in the areas that they're biting, and then use the super ponga as a mothership, and you grab bait and your lunch and everything off it and go back and forth.
That's cool.
And then drift fish out there. And it's also, we had the year before last, we had a big big whale carcass out there that was holding lots and lots of Dorado. It's kind of a funny story. And the and so the kayak guys came out there and dumped off the Super Pong, and there were four or five, and there's a group of them. And all the there were a lot of boats around catching fish, and they were all applauding them when they came in and everything. And the kayaks immediately came in up against the whale and just started snagging the fish one after the other, and really dropped the bite for the boats.
So well, that doesn't go over.
So all of a sudden, it went from applause to booze there pretty quick. The kayaks are a real effective fishing platform, and we do send them out, and you can get into anything out there. Tuna.
I remember the days of Dennis Spike, and we put the kayaks on the boat and went down, and we caught tuna. I remember catching like a 40-50 pound yellowfin tuna on the kayak there. And that you talk about a sleigh ride.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Holy mackerel, that was quite the feat.
Dennis was a fish killer, no doubt about it. And what he would also do is no past tense. Sorry about that. What he would do, and doesn't happen very often anymore, is about twice the distance from the anchorage, which is almost a mile off the front, there's a real drop off. And you go out there and you can see the difference in the water color and everything once you get there when it's a good day, and drop iron down there and bounce iron off the bottom, and big tuna, big pargo, pick up everything.
Yeah.
And Dennis used to do a lot of that and pick up some really nice fish.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. No, kayak fishing down at the ranch is really special, Harry. You ought to try it. I know you're into it, so you should do it.
That's one of the unique things about the ranch, is you've got such good reef and such good fishing right out in front of the hotel. I mean, you could come back from a day of fishing and paddle out for the afternoon if you wanted to, or just take a day off. I mean, there's really good fishing literally in your backyard.
And people do all the time, and go snorkeling on the reef. It's one of the best snorkeling spots in the world. I've dove pretty much all over the world, and there's no better snorkeling than right in front of the hotel.
And the other thing, speaking of diving, is Cabo Pulmo. Reef that's a park now.
They just reopened the park.
Yeah, it's been
closed.
And so there's several dive operations down there.
Right.
And I've dove with one who I really like, Cabo Pulmo Divers. They do a great job. You go down, you can take a van down to Cabo Pulmo. You take a boat right out there. It's like just off the beach there, and you have it's spectacular close. Diving.
Unbelievable. You know how good the diving is.
It's spectacular.
You know, there's a lot of places with better visibility, but there's nowhere in the world that has more fish.
Big fish.
Oh. Big fish, big grouper everywhere. Yeah. These schools of
big pargo.
I've always wanted to do it just for these stories. Yeah. I've heard the two of you guys go on the dive trip, come back to the bar, have a Pacifico and some chips and salsa, and hear the stories of all the big fish. You know, the National Geographic stuff you guys have seen. My whole life I've wanted
giant
to
schools of jacks.
Huge schools, and they swim around you. They get around you and they'll circle.
It's like tornado.
And you can see straight up. You can see the blue sky. Straight up, and
it's like being in the middle of a tornado.
Oh, that's so cool!
Yeah, a fish tornado,
and you see them coming up on you. It's like being in the desert and having a thunderstorm come over. There's so many of them, they block out.
That's cool.
Yeah, and the pargo, the pargo gets so big, their eyes are like about the size of tennis balls, and they're orange.
Wow.
They got kind of a devil eye. I mentioned it before, the pargo go over 100 pounds down in the park.
Yeah, great. And the big amberjack, too.
Huge amberjack.
The big amberjack get very territorial, too.
Yeah. Oh, no
kidding.
Into
their zone,
And the pargo.
They
want to box out with you.
No kidding.
They're very aggressive.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's helped the fishing, the park, too, because the fish come out of the park now. And migrate out of the park, and
I don't think that. But
how deep of water is most of the like when you're seeing these big schools of jacks and these big amberjack? Like how deep of water are you guys diving in for the most part?
At max 55.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's relatively
most
easy
of it 40 to 55.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really really easy.
Yeah, 55 is actually deep, more like 40, and which means you get a lot of bottom time because you're not breathing a lot of air.
Yeah.
So you get with a 80 full of to 3,000 pounds, you'll get an hour on the bottom. And also there are drift fishes, fish, where the your boat drops you off up current, and then you just follow the current down. You hardly have to kick, you know. You just follow the current down and follow the, along the reef and everything. And so you get more bottom time because you're not exerting yourself hardly at all. I mean, it's, and then they pick, then you're done and up, pop up and they pick you up on the other side. And
yeah.
It's that sounds really, so
yeah,
cause cool.
Yeah, because it's open ocean. It can be currents, but it's all drift diving. It's
and the currents aren't normally bad, and they and they're predictable. So you get on one side of the reef or the other and get dropped off, and and they're not never heavy currents, never more than a knot or two, something like that.
For sure, Harry. Have a great time down there.
Yeah,
thanks
Harry.
A lot for the call
thanks
this
for calling,
morning.
Amigo.
Appreciate that. That does free up a toll free line. You want to get through? Here's your chance. 833-288-0973. You have a chance to talk to John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and win that Anza fillet knife, the Yellowfin, really nice $190 knife, courtesy of Anza. Let's jump back into it.
You got it, buddy. John in San Diego is the next one up here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John.
Hey, I switched my question because Corey's coming on tomorrow, so it's a swim bait classic one. So, John, it's been a while since I went down, and the lady asked earlier about bringing gear. But you go back, like, even bringing your own reels. A while ago, you know, you had to strip your line off. You know, if you check it in, you're worried if it's going to disappear. And there used to be some sort of limit, and they used to tax you if you had too much gear. Can you cover what's happening now?
Okay, yeah. On your reel, if you have line on your reel, you have to check it. You can't put it. You can't carry it on.
Can you carry it on going down?
No, well, on Valaris, time I went, they wouldn't even let me take stripped reels. So there, it changes, you know. So I hate to
say exactly, on the person you get at the gate.
Yeah, the security rules change. But historically, what I've done is when I'm bringing reels down, if I carry them on, I no line on them. If they have line on them, I put them in a check bag, and the limit on the number of rods and reels is 4 per angler, and that's it. You know, if you got a group of guys, be careful and split them up on your customs form. If you all fill out the same customs form and everybody's got 4 rods, then it's going to show. Let's say there's 3 of you, it's going to show 12 rods, and you're going to be in trouble. So make sure that you fill out an individual customs form when you're coming in, and you're allowed 4. For rods and reels.
4 rods and reels per person.
Per person.
Per person. All right. Very good. All right. Hey, go ahead.
Quick follow-up. So, John, do you have braid and mono to put on the reels if we have to strip them?
Yeah, we don't have braid. We have mono. We have a lot of mono down there, and we're happy to load you up.
But with that said, if you're bringing your reels, I would highly recommend just putting them in your checked luggage. I mean, I've flown down dozens and dozens and dozens of times with the reels in the checked bag. I mean, I'm sure.
I've never heard of anyone lose any.
Yeah. I mean, if you were super concerned, you could put them in a locked case inside your duffel bag. But I'm telling you, you would be money ahead to just go ahead and check them. Don't worry about the line. Don't worry about trying to fill them once you get down there. I would just put them in your check bag and send them on down.
That's going to cut into your Pacifico talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
Hey, thanks.
Thank
a lot
you
for
guys.
The, all right,
thanks,
buddy. A lot for the phone call.
Good luck.
This morning. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. So much great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. You know, we joke about it every time. We talk about it every time. John has the best commercials that there are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not kidding you, John, and I know we got to say it every time. Every time I hear one, it puts me into that Rancho Leonero mood. Like, your heart rate slows down a little bit. Your blood pressure drops a couple points. You just can imagine yourself sipping a margarita at the bar. Like, they're the best.
The master of Bill Corkery Productions.
Yeah, thank Bill Corkery for it. You know, it's interesting because I go, and Pete knows. Pete was actually got me going on the commercials, and I just go in and talk about the ranch, and then he splices and dices and comes up with some unbelievable.
Yeah, they're really fun.
Yeah, they're extremely popular. You know, people come by at the show, at the Fred Hall shows, and just want to look and relate the face to the voice.
Yeah,
you know, they'll come by. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, there's that guy.
The thing I like about him is they're all true, and like you know, when you say it, it brings up all the memories that we all have of the ranch. You talk about the great fishing, or you talk about the great food, or you talk about the rooms, and like everything that gets brought up during those commercial spots always makes you think about the ranch and think about how long it's going to be until you get back down there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, of course, I built it, and it's my baby, and I'm proud of it, you know, and I'm down there all the time. It's like my home, so I really take it seriously. I want everyone to have a great time and come back. For sure.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, our last San Diego County Ford Dealer Remote for 2020 is going to be happening Saturday, September 6th. That's next Saturday,
believe it or not.
That's Labor Day weekend.
Crazy.
Unbelievable, huh? It's going to be at El Cajon Ford, your last chance to qualify for the big grand prize either by random draw or by winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one aboard the Searcher, sold out, limited load, 8-day trip in November. Hey, don't forget, the Searcher is celebrating their 50th anniversary. The trip is in prime time for the Ridge, Alejos Rocks, and of course more. So hey, if you can all, you can also win a trip on the Blackjack courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, AFCO and Hydra's foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. Lots of giveaways. We've loaded them up, man. That we're gonna open the chutes on this one. All you have to do is just show up and you could win something for sure. Cowboy will be there and Tommy and lots of good stuff. So check out the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details, and we'll see you Saturday, September 5th. That's a week from the day at El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon, and Jeff Mariani from Sedros Kayak Fishing will be our guest there. So come and meet Jeff and talk to Jeff about kayak fishing down at Sedros and have a good old time. It's going to be a good one for sure. Don't miss it next Saturday. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Chip, and Chip's calling us from Julian this morning. Hi, Chip. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yo, Chip. Well, it looks like Chip might be standing by there, so let's jump back into him. And how about Mike and Torrance? Mike, you standing by this morning?
Hey, good morning, Rock Cod Rick. I'm sure sorry about your fall. Hope you get better soon.
Thanks, buddy.
Hello, Pete. Hello, John. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Hi, Mike. Buenos dias.
So I caught my biggest yellowtails ever at the Gordo Bank, and I'm dying to fish at Rancho Leonardo. I've been talking about it for years. I got to pull the trigger and go down. It seems like one of the few safe places to fish in Mexico right now, or one of the safest places. Hey, but what I called about is we're going fishing on a Top Gun 80 tomorrow night. I've got a group of anglers coming down from Monterey, and one of them is named Pete Gray. He's a commercial fisherman up there. And we're going to go down and kick the crap out of some big bluefin tuna on the Tanner Bank tomorrow night. So
nice.
I'd like
Good
you guys to talk about the Tanner and what's going on out there when you get a chance. And thank you for the wonderful show. I love Let's Talk Hookup. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike. Well, there has been some fantastic fishing on that Tanner. Tanner bluefin fishing is unique in that most of it is done on the anchor, and it's a lot like island fishing, you know, at Guadalupe or Clarion or something like that, but it's a lot of anchor fishing, and the grade of the fish has really varied. A lot of it is just a very nice grade of fish, you know, a lot of that 25 to 45 pound bluefin tuna. There have been fish as small as 12, 15 pounds, and there's been some big cows mixed in with it, but a lot of that Tanner bluefin fishing has just been on the anchor, catching 25 to 40 pound bluefin. Pete, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's like a good catchable size. You got to angle for them a little bit, you know, meaning you got to pick a good bait and you got to make a good cast, but when you do, you usually get rewarded. Like, there's been, obviously, the counts have all shown that. There's been very good numbers. The weather has been up a little bit, so it hasn't been the most comfortable ride getting out there. But once guys do, they've been finding good fishing. And now we're supposed to have some good weather.
Beautiful
in front of
weather
us, so,
this week,
yeah. It'll be really
it's coming down today.
Exactly.
And here's the other bonus, too, is our good buddy Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford has been out there and catching big ones. The big ones are
big
back.
Fish is definitely back.
And it's short of the bank, and a lot of the sport boats have been kind of stopping there and getting back on that big fish. You know, Mark had three over 140 yesterday.
Oh, right. Wheels.
So,
nice.
Yeah, and in the weather, too.
Cool.
And the weather's coming down today. I'm sure he's going to be getting more.
Yeah.
So
that's been the unique thing is, you know, that big fish has been in play for, you know, close to a week now. But the numbers are real good on the Tanner. So, you know, boats have varied on what they do. You know, if you got the one group that wants big ones, they'll go trophy hunting. If you have lucky enough to have multiple days out there, you know, hopefully you can get your quota on the medium-sized ones and then go spend some time for big ones or spend three-quarters of your day yanking and cranking in and then try to finish off with a couple of big trophies. So there's lots of great options for you, Mike. I think your timing was just right.
Yeah, for sure. You'll get them. Good luck on the trip. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, don't forget, we have our text auction, too. If you go to our Let's Talk Hookup app, it's only through the app. Just go to our Let's Talk Hookup app. If you haven't downloaded the app, it's free. Download the app. It's a great way to listen. It's a great way to podcast with us. And it's a great way to text us. If you text us during the show, we'll try and get to everyone we can. But what happens is we get an email. And so put your name in there just so we know who you are. And then text us. Just text the show on the app and send us a question, and we'll present to John. And I've got a question from Sam here. Has there ever been shark attacks in Cabo or giant squid attacks?
good question. We on the East Cape, I only know of one shark bite, and it was down at Nine Palms, and a surfer had his foot was bitten, not very severely, and they think it was a bull shark. And that was like 5 years ago. And keep in mind, I've been down there 40 years.
Been down there a couple of years.
And the squid, good question about the squid. Anybody that jumps in the water with those squid is asking for it. Is really asking for it.
They devour everything.
Oh, they eat each other.
Eat each other, yeah.
You know, when you're fishing for them and you're bringing one up, there's about a 50-50 chance that another one's going to eat it before you get it on the boat. I don't know of anybody actually being attacked down there, but you would be if you went in the water with them.
Don't do that.
And they get big down by us, you know. Gosh, some of them honestly go 6-7 feet long, you know, with the long tentacles out there. They're the real deal. So, yeah, avoid the squid.
That's a good text. I like it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, and also want you, thanks a lot for the call, by the way. I want to also warn everybody to be careful down at the ranch on September the 8th.
Because you know why?
Jack Jackrabbit is coming. Well, actually, that's a good time.
Storm Jackrabbit.
You know, he's so fun.
He'll be holding court.
What a good guy.
Jack is a gentleman.
Everybody loves Jack. Yeah. He'll be the most popular guy in the bar. He'll take over for me.
Oh, yeah. But it just shows you, Jack can go anytime, and he's going in early September there.
Yeah.
He knows when the good fishing is.
And that's when the fish is red hot.
So
sure.
You want to go down there and join Jack September the 8th. Just don't be in his room.
Nah. And we're not telling you which one it is.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. Well, they're packed up. Dan in El Cajon is up next in line. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Just wanted to call in and say hi to John.
I was down
there in July, and if nobody's been down there, they got to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you were the ultimate host. You treated me like family there. And, gosh, the guys that we met down there, they were a great group of guys. That hurricane had just missed, and so the fishing, it was a little slow, but we had the greatest time down there riding up and down the beach. And, I mean, everything you say in the commercial is exactly what you get down there.
I
tell everybody, hey, you got to go down there and check this place out.
Thanks, Dan. You know, it is my home. You know, I want everybody to have a great time. And I'm sorry about the fishing, but that storm really kind of knocked it down a little bit. But
I sure know what Dan means because, obviously, you know, I'm the fisherman just like Dan and like everybody else, and when we go down there, we want to knock them dead. But I always know that of all the years we've been down there, some of the years when we've hit fishing that's been a little slower where we were kind of, you know, call it forced to go do something else, like you said, you know, do the ATVs or go to the waterfall or do whatever, those are like some of my most favorite memories. And so now when we go, we always plan at least one day where we're not planning on fishing anyways, you know. And if you're a hardcore fishing guy, sometimes it takes a weather day or it takes something to kind of force you to not do it. But as soon as you do, you realize, like, that's as much fun as anything else.
No, and people do. Yeah, I highly recommend. You know, we're flexible. A lot of people will book their boats and specific dates and all that. But if the weather's not good or something, then it's an opportunity to take a day off and run the beaches and everything and then change your day and go another day. And that's one of the beauties of the ranch. For example, if you book three boat days and you only fish two, we're only going to charge you for two or one for that matter. So you can move around and go fishing when the weather's good.
It's as easy as we can make it.
That's the game.
That's like the ranch. That's why we go, right?
Exactly.
That chill
hey,
time.
Hey, that's for me, too. I promise you.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey,
Thank you, Dan. Got a text from Luke.
Interesting idea. He says, traveling with reels to Mexico, we take high-end reels to PV in our checked bags, but we use a pistol cable lock to connect all the reels together. Theory is the bad guys might steal one reel, but it's hard to with four cabled reels together.
Yeah, sure.
That's a good idea.
And it's hard to put that into your jacket. So
so far so good
on that idea. So good idea.
Yeah, good idea.
You could do a bicycle lock, but yeah, that little pistol cable lock's a perfect idea.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
I like
you can
it.
Get that at Turner's Outdoorsman.
Totally.
Or, yeah, for sure. So
La Mesa Fine Firearms.
It's just a lock that they lock pistols.
Yeah, with. I mean, imagine a bicycle lock, just a little shorter version.
You could probably use a bicycle lock.
It's a cable lock, and you run it through the receiver on your handgun.
Okay.
We took some sidearm, like a bear, you know, bear protection sidearm with us on that Wyoming trip. So we flew for the first time. That was my first time flying with a firearm, and it was, you know, we had to have those little pistol Continental cable lock, super easy to use, super easy to get. We flew Alaska. The process was super easy. Like, it was, yeah, it was nothing to it.
Nothing to it. Yeah. All right. So you can do that with the reels.
Totally. I like the idea. That's a great call, Luke.
Bart Hall is on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and John.
Hello, Bart.
Hi, Bart.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking of all these stories, and everybody's talking, and it's just they're all true, you know. The you sit there, Rick. You know, you sit there on that patio, and the colors change, and the clouds get pink, and the water gets pink, and you're sitting out there, and it's perfect weather, and you're 50 yards from the ocean. Nobody else can ever get that close to the ocean again in a restaurant in Mexico. John's grandfathered in. It's just, you can't find a better place to chill. And I remember, John, you know, of course, we've had all these great fishing trips, and I remember, you know, 12 of us out in kayak, 12 different kayaks, and Dave catching a 40-pound Dorado right in front of the lodge there where we're all having drinks. But one time we were down there, it was at Chubasco, and we couldn't go out. And for a couple of days, we couldn't go out. That was one of the best trips ever. We played poker all day and drank beer and just talked and had a great time and finally did get out and catch some fish. But, you know, the ranch isn't – we used to go down there, and 5 days we'd fish 4.5. Then it was 3.5. Then it was 2.5. Well, now I got to fight to get to it because
because there's so much great stuff to do. Yeah. I know exactly
there
what
is,
you're talking about. Yeah,
just being there, just hanging out with John.
Yeah, absolutely,
thanks,
hanging out at the ranch. It's a beautiful
Bart.
Place. Hey, Bart, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you, guys.
Nice
thanks,
to meet
you, Bart,
for sure. All
see
right, let's
soon.
Jump into those jam-packed phones. The one line open. You want to get through 833-288-0973.
John in Los Alamitos is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. I went to the ranch a few years ago, and I took a bait bag with me. And so... conditions were windy. I got to fish one day on the boats, and I was grateful to have that bait bag. I was just wondering if you still sell bait down there, and that's such a good option. So I got to fish with a kid that had one arm on the beach, and I put a bait on his rod, and we casted it out, and I had so much fun fishing on the beach that's what I want to do again the next time I come. Can I bring a bait bag, and can I buy bait?
Yeah, you can buy bait. We have squid there all the time, and if you like to fish from the beach, what I recommend people do is, and all the boats come in between 2 and 4, and at the go to the, over to the cleaning table, and there, you know, the cleaning, there's a lot of meat down there, belly strips and stuff. I recommend you cut some of that off, and we'll put it in the freezer or the refrigerator for you, and use that.
Belly strips are good.
Yeah, there really is no substitute for meat out there in front. I mean, you can run all the artificial as you want and have pretty good luck, but they'll eat the meat every
and you
time.
Just see Eddie will have some squid for you.
He'll
sell you some squid. And Eddie, we talked about Eddie. Eddie's your extraordinary boat guy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Well, he's a
magic
manager.
Man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Eddie lost 230 pounds.
200. Yeah, that's he lost a person.
Yeah, he lost one person. He went in half.
Yeah, I don't even recognize him when I see him. It's
and like, neither do I. Neither do I. Still, you know.
No, he looks great. He's got a new baby, and
he's got kids. Jim, I've got a question for you, John. You were talking about a bait bag. I'm not sure what you mean, like a chum bag, or was that just like a soft cooler to keep the bait cold in? What did you mean by a bait bag?
So I bought from Save on Tackle a bait bag that you throw out in the water, and I had bought live sardines, and it just keeps the sardines alive. You just put it off from the shore out about 5 feet and put a rock on it, and it keeps your bait alive. I mean,
it's like a little mini mesh bait receiver.
I've never seen one. But it's a good idea, you know, especially when you're, because the bait guys come early in the morning, you know, and you can make some bait and then keep it, if you can keep it alive, you know, that makes a big difference off the beach, that's for sure.
We used to, that's a great call. We used to sell a lot of those, like, little, you know, mesh bait receivers. We used to sell one called the Bait Motel that were great for keeping sardines in, but you know, over the years in San Diego, the sea lions got so bad, they all kind of went away because the sea lions would just chew through that mesh. Yeah. So you'd never use them. But that's a great idea. They're small and foldable and easy to pack and keep some live bait around as long as you got no sea lions chewing you apart.
Yeah, we don't have seals. We don't have any seals. We have big sea lions, but they never come around the front of the ranch. So, no, it would work.
Yeah, they know better.
They know
better. We're all trained.
That's cool.
Hey, thanks
great
a lot
call.
For the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including Check In with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting out there. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.